Hi, everybody, and welcome. It's Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro with you on this Wednesday. Doug Peterson addressing the media for the final time on this day and saying that Fletcher Cox, Eagles defensive tackle, who's missed the last two games, listed as questionable, will make the trip to Carolina. It will be a game-time decision whether Cox plays against the Panthers. Out for the game, Lane Johnson at right tackle. We expected that. Running back Wendell Smallwood, also a game-time decision. He is listed as questionable with that knee injury. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to begin by going back to Sunday's win against the Cardinals. Safety Malcolm Jenkins, who will join me in studio in just a bit, was mic'd up and had a lot of things to say during that 34-7 win over the Cardinals.
Introduce myself. My name is Ho. Hey, H to the OV.
Hey, 2-3. I'm mic'd up. So you know, I'm mic'd up. So you know, I'm mic'd up.
Hey, you're okay. Blessed today.
Yep, right.
Love it. Lead this team now. Lead
all right,
this team.
We'll do.
Let's go.
Just like you practice. Let's go.
All day.
Hey, keep paying attention to the little things. Yeah. Let's keep communicating, man. Don't give them nothing cheap. Let's go. Keep talking.
Let's go.
All right, let's keep going now. Keep going. Hey, one drive at a time.
Bro, and that kickoff, that hole opened up so big.
Oh, yeah, I know.
On that return, that kickoff, the start of that drive, bro, that joint, like, it just parted. I'm like, okay, open field.
Face mask.
Bro, stop crying, Larry. Larry, quit begging. Come on, Larry. Tell him to throw that over here, Larry. Tell him to throw that over here. Oh! Let's go. Third and 11. Let's convert. I don't even pick my helmet up no more, dude.
I heard what I said, huh?
I picked it up like, nah, let's convert. I'd rather sit here. They do not want to tackle that man, bro. You got to come with it. All your squats. Don't skip leg day that week. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what happened when you're a Hall of Famer, huh? Hey, when you're a Hall of Famer, that's what happened? BG took my play. Hey, BG, man, you let me cover 11, dude.
I appreciate it. Hey, as soon as I noticed.
I said, oh, that's my.
You brought him up.
Yeah, I was right there. I was like, oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Run. He caught the ball immediately, like still on him. Then like cut back, run out, then just like stop at the one. Hey, let's eat, let's go.
Well, it's been a short week for the Philadelphia Eagles, but there's a lot of excitement for tomorrow night's game in Carolina against the Panthers. Welcome in Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with Malcolm Jenkins. A conversation brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Malcolm, what has the week been like for you?
It's been very hectic. It's been very short. But, you know, at the end of the day, we get to play in a primetime game against a really good team. Looking to get 5 wins.
In your career, was primetime ever like a huge deal? Or is maybe it still is a huge deal?
It still is a huge deal. It's one of those things, you know, you're the only game on, so not only do all of your fans who normally watch get to see it, but your peers around the league and fan bases from around the league get to tune in as well. So it's one of those things you definitely want to be on your A game. If you have a bad game, you know, on a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday, chances are, yeah, a lot of people didn't see it. But these primetime games, whether you play really, really good or you have a bad game, it's remembered. So I always want to make a good impression.
Do you have memorable primetime games in your career that have always stayed with you?
Thanksgiving we played the Cowboys when I was in New Orleans.
Oh, in New Orleans. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were down late in the game, and they threw a slant to, what was his name? Receiver, was it Williams? Roy? I don't know.
Roy Williams was on their team, yeah.
Yeah, the receiver.
Yeah.
And I ran, chased him down, stripped the ball, recovered it. Drew Brees marches down the field, scores a winning touchdown.
Very cool.
We go home with a victory.
That's a nice Thanksgiving weekend. And then you get the great part is on the other side, you get the whole weekend off.
Yeah, that is the one good thing. You get a mini bye week, you know, and we don't play until the following Monday. So we get a few days off here at the end of the week. So, you know, you grind through it and enjoy some rest.
I wonder what the rest of the world thinks of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, Eagles fans obviously are tuned in, but this will be a chance for the rest of the nation's NFL fans to get a look at this 2017 team. What can you tell everybody about how good the Eagles are, do you think?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is that you will see is that we're a physical team. Although, you know, we're still forming our identity as a team and who we are, I think the one thing that will show is that we play hard, that we're together, and we're a fun bunch to watch.
Absolutely, and great enthusiasm. You know, what Rodney McLeod did last week at the end of that game and chasing down J.J. Nelson and knocking the ball out of bounds, I think that just resonates with everybody, man. It means a lot to everybody on this team, no matter the score, no matter the time of game.
Yeah, for us, you know, every time we're in the field of play, we're on the grass, it means something. You know, even regardless of the score, regardless of the situation, and we've seen that, you know, all year, even in games that, you know, were whether they're close at the end of the game or we were kind of out of it. Even when we were in Kansas City, somehow you know, we thought we were going to lose that game, and all of a sudden you look up and like, we're kicking an onside kick. We recover it and you got a chance to tie it up. So we're playing hard, and, you know, we want that, especially from the leaders on our team, the playmakers like Rodney McLeod. That was a huge explanation point on that game.
So what do you do to take the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton and those big receivers and that Christian McCaffrey who is so fast? How do you take them out of their game?
The biggest thing, you have to be disciplined. They run a lot of things on their offense, whether it be jet sweeps, screens, quarterback runs, zone options, and all of these things, reads. And then what they do, they slow you down, they get you looking at the wrong thing, and then they gas you. You know, so at the end of the day, you got to be disciplined. And when you do show up to your gap, you got to show up with a physical mindset and get these ball carriers on the ground. Because they got guys that are good in space, whether it's McCaffrey, Jonathan Stewart, or it's the quarterback. Those are guys that are tough to get down in space. And so we're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have to show up in our gaps and be disciplined.
Do you know who the Eagles' defense is yet, Malcolm? Do you feel like after five games you know it?
I don't. You know, we've been actually – the crazy part about it, I know one thing. We fly around. We have fun. We're disruptive. But, you know, there was a game there where we didn't have Rodney McLeod, didn't have Ronald Darby, didn't have Fletcher Cox, didn't have Jordan Hicks. And we're plugging guys in, and we're kind of learning about ourselves. New playmakers are arising, guys like Patrick Robinson. I'm playing a different role. You got Corey Graham coming in. And I think as we get healthier as a defense and we get our pieces back, our identity will continue to grow. I think we'll continue to take the ball away and be disruptive.
Last one. I imagine you are really proud of Patrick Robinson. I mean, I know you knew him in New Orleans. You had a hand in him making the decision to come to Philadelphia, and he's been able to come in here and play inside, play outside. And really, maybe we're seeing the best of Patrick Robinson in kind of the second coming of his career.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to get him here for a couple of years. And it just so happened, you know, the situation arise where we could get him here. And, you know, he's a guy that I know when he's healthy can really play. And when he's in a situation that he trusts his teammates and trusts his coaches, that settles his game, you know, tremendously. And I think he hadn't had that since he left New Orleans. And coming here in Philly, I think he really feels comfortable with the locker room, with the coaching staff. And it's been showing in the way he's playing.
Yeah, he's playing great. Everybody's playing great. Keep up the good work. We got a flight to take now to Carolina. Malcolm Jenkins, good luck on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. Malcolm Jenkins in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Thanks for joining. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's, introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders, irresistibly delicious and made with 100% white meat chicken. Try a four-piece at the introductory price of $3.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher, like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
So you love your game? So does he. You say, ain't nobody gonna work harder? He said the same thing. You get an hour of training in before the sun even comes up? Plenty of early risers out there. You got the gear? They got the gear. You got a secret weapon? This dude doesn't need one. See, this isn't just a game of inches. This is a game of ounces. And the next ounce you give might just be the one the other guy doesn't. Gatorade. Rehydrate, replenish, and refuel.
We welcome you back. Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro now joined by the Hall of Famer and the radio analyst, of course. For how many years is it again?
This 21, is 21.
21 years. Yes. Mike Quick with me. Before we talk about all of this, all of these celebrations in the end zone, yeah. I happen to love. I know you were a theatrical guy when you played. Do you like it?
Nope. I love it.
Okay, good.
I do. And the more creative, the more I like it. I thought the home run thing, I thought it was very creative, and I liked it.
For a wide receiver group that, Mike, I mean, talk about the improvement. You want to talk about one group that's improved the most on this football team.
Yeah.
It very well could be the wide receivers.
Well, for a lot of reasons. You know, you bring in the two guys, and they're really like the leading men on the wide receiving core now. And I think it gives Nelson Aguilar time to breathe, and now he plays a lot better. He's very efficient. They threw the ball to him five times, four catches he had in last week's game. The wide receiver core in general has really improved and helped this offense tremendously.
Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule because it's an interesting one. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Now, Mike, the tough part of playing on Thursday night is that you have a short week. The benefit is that you've got a long time to go before that Monday night game against Washington.
The tough part is what you have to get over, and that's just being – just finished a game, and you really need more than the 48 hours that they have to turn around and then get on a plane, fly down to Carolina, play against the Carolina Panthers. I think it's a tough thing, and it's a tough opponent. You got four – well, you got 2 4-1 teams. Boy, I'd much rather see this on a long week rather than this accelerated week where you have to get ready for a Thursday night. But they're under the same type of restraints that the Eagles are under.
Sure.
So they just have to prepare, get ready to go down there and win a ball game.
And what's beautiful is that after this game, as you see, it's Washington at home.
Yes.
It's San Francisco at home. It's Denver at home. It's an opportunity for the first place Philadelphia Eagles to solidify their lead in the East.
Well, and the other nice thing about it is that after the Carolina game, they've got 11 days mm-hmm. to prepare to relax their bodies. It's a mini bye week almost. Relax their bodies and get ready for that stretch that you talked about of home games, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
And that is our look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. All right, let's take a look at this Carolina Panthers team presented by Whip Flea, our first look at the Panthers. 4-1 team, two impressive road wins at New England, at Detroit. A lot of questions about Cam Newton. Mike, we'll start there. Is Cam Newton all the way back?
I think he is. You know, early in the season, he wasn't playing like the Cam of old. He had off-season surgery, and it took him a while to come back. But over the past couple of games, he looks like the Cam when Cam was the MVP. And Mike Shula, the offensive coordinator, starting to incorporate all of Cam's assets, his ability to run. They're throwing the ball on the outside to those huge targets. And then last week, the tight end, you know, they lost Greg Olsen to injury. He's on injured reserve. But Ed Dixon, he had a great game last week. And so now they've got the tight end play. They've got Cam and all these different dynamics of the way they attack offensively. That's a good football team.
So if you're Jim Schwartz and you come up with wrinkles as Jim Schwartz does, you want to mix it up, I guess, against Cam. You want to keep him in the pocket. Don't let him break things.
Yeah.
So what do you mush rush him? Do you spy him? What's your approach?
I'm glad I don't have that job.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a tough task. They have so many dimensions to their offense. Jonathan Stewart's not running the ball that well, so their run game is not really there. But when you have Cam and he can fake the run and he keeps it, or he can fake the run and then pass the football, it just adds a lot to their offense. So I think it's a tough task to figure out exactly how you're going to go about stopping that offense.
They have big receivers, as you mentioned, Kelvin Benjamin, Devin Funchess. I actually like the matchup because I think the Eagles, bigger bodies with Jalen Mills, with Rasul Douglas, I think they match up on the outside.
I like that too. I like the matchup. I don't think it's that you've got such a big mismatch. I would fear more quick twitch receivers that are in and out of cuts real fast and guys that are super speed guys like they've seen in the past couple of weeks. These guys are big. They go up and play the ball like basketball players and try and win the 50-50 ball, but I don't worry about them so much.
Their leading receiver, rookie,
yes,
Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Now, we all know how explosive he is, 27 catches. Has not done it in the run game, and has been limited a bit here, learning through the first month plus,
sure,
of this season. But he is a difficult matchup. Do you keep a nickel cornerback on the field? How do you approach Christian McCaffrey? Do you look at him as a running back or as a wide receiver?
So I think the Eagles have done such a nice job this season in their sub-packages, bringing in Patrick Robinson and different guys that they're utilizing in those sub-packages to take that inside receiver or take that back out of the backfield. Jim Schwartz has been, to me, just outstanding in his attack, his approach to taking away strengths of offenses. So I'm expecting the same thing against Carolina. Yes, that's the guy that they love to throw the ball to out of the backfield. He has one touchdown to this point, and it was on a shovel pass last week, but he hasn't really hurt teams. You know, he's caught some balls, but he hasn't really hurt teams yet. The big guy you have to worry about is their big guy, and that's Cam Newton.
And that's the guy who has the football all the time. And so we'll figure out. Jim will come up with something really good, like he did the other day when they, in third down and long, four-man rush, the rest at prevent. I just love that look. I don't think I've ever seen that look. Seven guys back at the first down stick.
And there are lots of little things that are happening inside of that defense that really go unnoticed, but he comes up with a lot of great schemes. Like he put the defensive tackle on the center last week and made it difficult for the center to help out on either side. And they just attacked the quarterback, Carson Palmer, and just made it. He had to get the ball out fast, and the secondary knew that. So they were able to jump routes. It was, to me, a very smart game plan.
Can you do that on a short week?
I think it's a short week. But the strategy was already put in. Okay. They've already planned for Carolina and what they're going to do against Carolina. There may be some tweaking involved, but before the week even ended, they had already worked on Carolina weeks ago, making sure that they have a strategy put in for the Panthers.
On the other side of the football, Mike, the Eagles' offense has been so dynamic. We saw the explosiveness Sunday against Arizona. They continue to run the football. Now, in this one, Carolina's defensive strength is the run. They aren't quite as good against the pass. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you kind of go with what you did against Arizona? Throw first and run later?
I think you have to continue to run the ball. Carolina has a 17th-ranked defense versus the run in the National Football League. You can run the ball against that defense. They will rotate their big guys up front. They've got three really, like, beefy guys that will take up space. The key is blocking Luke Kuechly. So Kuechly, and in the first five games of the season, hasn't looked as sharp as he's looked in the past, but he's still Luke Kuechly. He's still the guy that's going to get to the football. So they have to be able to get a hat on him at all times. But I'm not so impressed with their scheme defensively. And I just believe that the way this team right now is running the football, you have to stick with that.
Early season game here. Fun. On the road. Prime time. Let's go
I
get
like
him.
It.
Let's go
I
get
like
him.
It.
That's our first look at the Carolina Panthers presented by Whip Flea. More to get to here on Eagles 360, including, when we return, our progress report on the aforementioned Nelson Agholor, Eagles wide receiver. What a turnaround for him. Ike Reese, Mike Quick, break it down in the progress report. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
New Fast Play games are out, and lucky you has progressive top prizes.
Bet I can clear these shells faster than you can play.
Ready, go.
I won.
Fast Play. Play fast, win instantly.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
I knew I wanted to do something that had a direct influence.
I just want to do what people did for me, which is to provide me a seat at the table.
Everyone has limitations, and everyone has the ability to overcome those limitations.
Without that Temple experience, we wouldn't have a blueprint to run the company.
We've done 136 cleanups across 22 U.S. states.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be in a position now where I can help people that are ill.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be me.
This isn't a city that waits for good things to happen. We make them happen. We're doing it right now. You can feel the renewed energy in Philadelphia. Energy that's strong, resilient. And every day, the men and women of PGW are out there, making it better. Building the future is hard work, but we're up to the task. We work for Philadelphia. Visit pgworks.com.
Oh, Fast Play games from the Pennsylvania Lottery are the newest way to play and win instantly, and they're super fast.
Faster than this?
Fast Play. Play fast, win instantly.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles 360. The Eagles have gotten so many contributions from this offense, from players that you might not have thought would be here in this position. One of those players, I think everyone would agree, wide receiver Nelson Agholor, who last year just did not find his stride. The Eagles backed him off, kind of gave him a breather for the rest of the year, and in the offseason, Agholor clearly improved his state of mind and his football game. He's the subject of this week's Progress Report with Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Well, Q, the Progress Report brings us to third-year wide receiver Nelson Agholor. And quite frankly, I think we're all happy with the progress Nelson is making this year. He's making plays in the passing game as well as the run game.
Like, I don't think anyone has ever doubted Nelson's ability. It's just a matter of, can Nelson bring it to the game on Sunday afternoon and do what he's been doing in practice, and now he's showing that he can.
Yeah, no doubt. We watched him all offseason. He looked good in OTAs. He looked good in training camp. You're right, bringing it to game day in the regular season is what was needed next. Let's watch him here. We know the Arizona Cardinals are one of the highest blitzing teams in the National Football League. And watch Nelson. Nelson is recognizing that the Honey Badger may be coming off the edge here.
Yep.
He and Carson, they certainly are on the same page here. And what you're going to get on the back end is basically man coverage everywhere.
Right.
And I love the way Nelson realizes that he has a deep safety on him. And just watch him come off the ball here. Here's a guy who's saying, I got an opportunity to make a play.
Well, first of all, you're right. They're on the same page, he and the quarterback. But watch how quickly he closes the gap. There's a huge gap between he and the safety. He knows that man coverage with that safety. He just flat out outruns him, gets down the field, and Carson climbs that pocket. Nice job right here of giving himself an extra tick. Climbs the pocket and delivers a throw that Nelson can run under. And then watch this thing. This is a thing of beauty. After he catches the football, whip! How many guys can do that?
Not many.
Not many guys can do that. And he goes back to a DeSean Jackson move where he plunges into the end zone.
Nice play for Nelson here. I love the fact that you can see where Carson and Nelson are certainly developing chemistry. This ball is thrown to an area where Nelson can run it down as opposed to it being thrown up the field where we've missed a couple of times early in the season.
Giving him a chance, giving him an opportunity.
And that's the type of play our former Eagle here, DeSean Jackson, made with regularity. That's a great job of Nelson tracking the ball, not being satisfied with just making the catch. He was determined to get in the end zone. Let's watch him here. I like this play because this play is following a drop the play before.
Yes.
You know, last year, that may have been an issue for Nelson, but not this year. He's focused, ready to go, knows that the opportunity may present itself again. This is a key third down for the Eagles here.
And I like the fact that Carson comes right back to him. You mentioned the drop.
prior to this play. Comes right back to him. Nelson turns. That first window's not open, but watch him. He just slides slightly to his right. The second window, and Carson and Nelson on the same page. They pick up a big first down here on third down.
And I love the enthusiasm after the play. Now, we know what he's doing in the passing game, certainly becoming a more reliable receiver. But to play receiver in this league and in this offense, you're going to have to do more than just catch the ball when it's thrown to you. You got to be a part of the run game as well. Watch him here blocking the safety. Nice body position.
Yes.
Gets inside. And then you watch him at the end. Does a nice job of finishing the block.
Just the willingness to do that. You got to stick your nose in there every now and then in the run game. And Nelson is willing to do that. I just like what I'm seeing from the guy. He's able to now take what he's been doing in practice for 3 years, actually, and now taking it to the game.
And I know blocking was a favorite part of your game as a wide receiver.
Thanks so much, guys. Let's get you all set now with What's Ahead. It's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment for the next little while here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. So weird on this short week. The Eagles Live podcast drops later on Wednesday. Make sure you take part in that. And we've had great audiences with that. And we appreciate it during the week and in the immediate hours after the game. So please subscribe to the Eagles Live podcast and give us your feedback. We do a lot of work on it. We appreciate your feedback very much. Mike Quick, Merrill Reese, an old school all 22 game. A look back at a 2004 matchup, the Eagles and the Panthers. The Eagles marching to the Super Bowl, and that march included a dominant performance against the Panthers at Lincoln Financial Field. And then the Eagles game plan show is available on demand. Make sure you check it out and get inside the X's and O's for Thursday night's game. Join us on Thursday with the Eagles and the Exalta kickoff show that begins at 8 p.m. We've got you covered all the way through the game, and then we've got you covered after the game like nobody else can. Live from here, live from Carolina as well. It's our post-game show presented by Rico. That is your On the Menu segment presented by Amoroso's. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're back on Friday. Brian Westbrook joins me in studio. The aftermath of this very crucial Eagles-Panthers game. We'll have the review for you on Eagles 360. Thanks, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.